You kind of ready for training camp to wrap?
I mean, I don't know, it's pretty much the same, except when we're out of training camp, except we're just not in a hotel now. So either way, it doesn't really make a big difference for me, so I don't really care.
Tim Officer, your name came up in that big Yahoo report the other day, but because they had a bounty on your head. Did you know about that? Were you surprised to hear that at all?
No, I didn't know about that. It's funny, though. Yeah.
Nobody got a collect on that, did they?
They came after you.
I don't think so. I hope not. Yeah. So that was good. That was a fun game. I remember that. That was my only opportunity to play the Canes, but it was a lot of fun. So good memories from that game.
Somebody who says you're a competitor all the time, though, what do you think of that? I mean, a bounty on a player to take them out and maybe possibly hurt them.
I mean, that's never what you want in sports. You're playing to win. You know, you go hard. I mean, it's a violent game. People get hit. You know, people get hurt. But, you know, to go out there and purposely try to hurt someone, I don't believe in that at all. That's not why we play the game. You know, so that's unfortunate if some people, you know, would go, but I don't think all the Miami Hurricane players went out there trying to hurt me or anything, because I had quite a few friends on that team as well. So, you know, I think there were a lot of good players on that team, good kids on that team, you know, so.
You got a lot of reps in the first preseason game last week. What are you expecting for the game number two, especially being here?
I'm excited. First home opener, that'll be fun. You know, I have no idea what to expect as far as reps go or anything like that. It's just, you know, try to be ready when your number's called and go out there and do what you can.
Hey, Tim, you give a lot of advice, you know, people are always coming up to you and stuff. For some of these high school kids that are going into college that may get approached by people like that, what kind of advice after your years of college could you share with them on how to you know, do the right thing?
Well, I think the number one piece of advice I would give them, you know, if they were going into a position where they could have people, you know, come up and bribe them, you know, offer them things, is you got to already plan in your mind beforehand how you're going to handle those situations. So when, you know, they're presented to you, you already know how to handle them. You say, no matter what temptation, you know, comes in front of me, I'm going to say no to it, because it's not worth that at the end. I got to do it the right way. So I think if they already plan in their mind, hey, no matter what comes at me, I'm going to say no to it, not, you know, what is it, how nice is it, how nice is the perk, if they're thinking anything like that, then the temptation can overcome you and you give into it and then regret it later on down the road. But if you already plan in your mind, hey, I'm gonna do this the right way, I'm not gonna take anything, I'll be a student first and then an athlete, you know, then I think you have a better shot if you already planned in your mind beforehand, hey, I'm gonna say no to any temptation that comes my way.
I don't know how much you know about the story, you know, I'm sure you, I don't know if you read it. Have you read it?
I haven't read it, but I mean, we hear about it all the time in the locker room, yeah.
I mean, what do you think of that? I mean, you obviously went to a big-time college program. To have that deep of a, you know, infiltration by somebody like that into a program that touched so many players. I mean, what did you, you know, obviously you played against that team, and Florida football's huge.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, you know, one, it's hard for me to comment because you just don't really know the situation without reading the story. I don't really know everything, you know, but, you know, I'm sure, like I said earlier, I'm sure there are a lot of guys who weren't involved in that, a lot of good guys, a lot of good players that didn't want to have anything to do with that. I really believe that because, you know, I had several friends on that team as well, you know, but, you know, you're going to have guys, you know, pretty much everywhere that are going to want to go and, you know, and find shortcuts and, you know, find ways to make it easier. And that's unfortunate, but I think you're going to have that a lot of different places, and you're going to have boosters that want to find ways to help, even though it's illegal, and that's unfortunate. But, you know, for the few bad ones, there are so many good ones. And that's, you know, what's a little upsetting is they don't report on all the good guys, on all the good boosters, on all the good people out there that are doing the right thing. And unfortunately, it's, you know, the few bad ones that, you know, sparks all the interest, and that's what gets written about. So that's a little unfortunate because, you know, so many places are blessed to have so many good athletes, so many student athletes, and so many good boosters that, you know, it's unfortunate that the few bad ones get this much press.
Tim, after watching the tape of last week, here, of course, second game?
That's a good question.
Game action.
Well, number one is you know, try to put the offense in the end zone, and last week we had to settle for 2 field goals, and so trying to improve on that. You had one throw I felt I missed on a backside comeback last week, so improve on that. Try to be accurate with my passes, get away from center, make all the right reads, decisions. You know, I felt pretty good about my reads and decisions last week, and so trying to continue with that. And then just be a great leader out there, be someone that the guys want to play for.
How serious do you take the preseason games? Are you afraid to make a mistake in the game? Do you kind of hold back a little bit, or do you really?
Not really. I think if you watch that one play where I ran past line of scrimmage, ran all the way back, you can see I wasn't really holding back too much. So I just try to have fun and go out there and compete. And when I do that, I feel like I play my best.
What were the comments like in the film room watching that play again?
Well, in the QB room, I got fined for it because 3 penalties in one play. No, but there were a lot of laughs, some jokes,
What were the kind of jokes were they saying to you?
I'll just talk about, why I didn't throw it away or step out of bounds or, just a lot of things. But we had fun with it and,
Did you think you were going to take it back across the field and go to the end zone or what?
I mean, I thought there was a chance when I did it. I don't know. I was trying to make a play, and as I said before, I knew it was third down. I knew no matter what happened, we'd be in field goal range because we were in good position. And so that was an opportunity where I really believed that if I take a chance to make a play, we're either going to score or, we're still going to be in field goal range. So, if I took a loss of 3 or 4 yards, it wasn't going to kill us. It wasn't like we were at the 30, pushing back to, 35 where it's harder field goal range. And so I think it wasn't, necessarily bad, the decision-making process, although maybe be smarter in preseason, not.
One more for Tim.
Try to run all the way around.
Arnie, when you have a mental list of things to work on, whether it be in a preseason game or a regular season game, where on that list is the progression of reads? Is that anything that you say I need to work on?
Oh, yeah.
2, 3, 4?
That's kind of what I meant when I was meaning decision-making, as far as the progression of reads, knowing when to get off a receiver, knowing when to stay on a receiver, who am I going to first, different things like that based on the coverage. And so, honestly, I'd probably put that up there 1 or 2, that's huge.
Thanks, Tim.